So the Gemara in Yevamos really discusses this concept of Yeshkoach Beyad Chachamim La'kol Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Ta'aseh, that there is a power among the sages to uproot something in the Torah. When they tell us to uproot it, B'Shev Al Ta'aseh, they tell us, do not do something, just sit idly by and don't do it. And the Gemara has a long discussion discussing this power of the rabbis. We encounter this power. Classical example would be with regard to Rosh Hashanah coming right up. If Rosh Hashanah falls out any day of the week, the Torah tells us we have a biblical mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Along came the rabbis and instituted that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we do not blow shofar. So here we have a biblical mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and even if it's on Shabbos. And the rabbi said, for whatever reason, we will institute that if it falls out on the Sabbath, we do not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's a pretty strong example. Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that it's a positive mitzvah?
So it does have something to do with it, but the idea is that it's Shev ve'al taseh. Our sages didn't tell us get up and transgress a biblical commandment, but rather they told us when this commandment comes up, you just sit back and let it pass you by. You don't perform it. On Sukkot, the Torah says, on the Temple Mount, you have to shake lulav and esrog, the four species, 7 days. On outside the Temple Mount, you have to shake lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot. And the rabbis instituted the other 6 days. If Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the Torah says you should still take a lulav and esrog and take the four species. On the first day, the Torah says all Jews must take the four species. The rabbis told us if the first day falls out on Shabbos, we do not shake lulav and esrog. Again, the rabbis told us hold back, refrain from doing a biblical commandment. And there are other examples, and the Gemara discusses them. And the Gemara basically comes to the conclusion that this is one of the powers that the Torah gave the rabbinical court. It has to be rabbis of stature. Today we don't have that power. But in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Gemara, so then the rabbis still had this power where the rabbis could make an institution. B'shev v'al taseh, when they told you just sit back, then the rabbis could tell you to hold back from performing a mitzvah. And there are more examples of this. But
right, but are there any examples of, I mean, shev v'al taseh?